This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An abortion rights group will propose a constitutional amendment to protect abortion access in Montana. The ballot initiative drafted by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana needs to clear several hurdles to appear before voters in 2024. The proposed constitutional amendment would explicitly protect pre-viability abortion in Montana's foundational legal document. The move is the latest development in a multi-year battle between political factions in Montana over whether abortion should remain legal and accessible. The ballot initiative sponsor, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana, said the proposal is partly motivated by Republican state lawmakers' repeated attempts to restrict abortion access during the last two legislative sessions. Laws approved by Republican Governor Greg Gianforte have been stopped in various state courts on the basis of a 1999 Montana Supreme Court ruling that protects abortion access under Montana Constitution's right to privacy. Chris Coburn, a spokesperson for the Montana Planned Parenthood's political advocacy group, said a constitutional amendment would cement the protections. The constitutional initiative is not the first effort to protect abortion rights in Montana. Reproductive health advocates supported a Democrat-sponsored bill during the 2023 Montana legislature to codify abortion access in state law. That bill failed to pass a vote in its first committee, where Republicans held a majority of seats. As drafted, Planned Parenthood's Montana ballot initiative would broadly establish a right to make and carry out decisions about one's own pregnancy, including the right to abortion. That right, the initiative states, shall not be denied or burdened unless justified by a compelling government interest achieved by the least restrictive means. The initiative would allow regulation of abortion after the point of fetal viability, but bars the government from interfering if the procedure is medically indicated to protect the life or health of the pregnant patient. Several states have moved to ban or limit abortion since 2022, when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned long-standing federal protections created by the landmark suit Roe v. Wade. Access is now severely limited or unavailable in Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota, making Montana one of few states in the region where people can legally terminate pregnancies. Other states have turned to ballot initiatives and constitutional amendments to enshrine reproductive rights, including California, Vermont, and Michigan. Earlier this year, voters in Ohio approved a constitutional amendment to protect abortion and other types of reproductive health care. Similar campaigns in Florida and South Dakota will put the question before voters in 2024. 8 of 8 states that have considered abortion protections have passed them, showing that despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, voters want abortion availability and protections. A dog that was missing for 2 months has been found by a pair of hikers in Colorado. One of the rescuers remembered seeing a lost dog poster more than a month prior, and it just so happened to be Nova, a Bernese mountain dog. On November 19th, two hikers were at Myers Ranch Park in Colorado when they spotted a dog on the trail with no owner in sight. The hikers tried to befriend the dog, who was injured and scared. While one of the hikers was trying to carry the dog down the mountain, the dog, scared and panicky, bit one of the hikers, but the hiker wasn't injured. Jefferson County, Colorado sheriffs and animal control responded to the park after the hikers called for help. One of the hikers stayed with the dog on the trail while the other hiked down for medical help and showed rescuers where to go. Rescuers successfully brought the injured dog down the mountain. Animal control contacted the owner, who met rescuers at the trailhead and was reunited with Nova, the Bernese. The dog had survived on her own for 2 months after being separated from her people during a hike in September. Nova suffered a broken leg and might need surgery, but for now is resting comfortably at home. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.